Locker room chats continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, as we're now talking Hiawatha Hoops, and it's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, and we're joined by the girls' head coach, that is Brady Jasper. Coach, coming out of the break, your team sitting with a 3-3 record through six games. Last time out before the break, December 19th, a loss to Riverside in Kansas City. We'll kind of talk about that one in a moment, but, you know, 3-3 through six games as we start 23, you know, what's the feeling like around the team coming back?
Well, I think the team feels good about our chances moving forward and had a good spirit to them when they returned from Christmas and began practicing again. We've had a good week of work, and I think we're ready to play someone else besides ourselves and practice against each other. Like, we're looking forward to our first game.
Yeah, and that'll be Royal Valley on Friday at home. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, again, that last game right before the break against Riverside, Cyclones are sitting undefeated at 6-0. They're off to their best start in school history. And I thought this was pretty cool. You played this game at what used to be Kemper Arena. It's now Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. I thought that was really cool, you know, seeing that one play out that way. You guys in Riverside getting to play in a place like that. What was just that experience like, you know, playing in that venue?
Yeah, sure. Like you said, the old Kemper Arena is now Hy-Vee Arena. It hosts a little event called the 12 Courts of Christmas around the holidays. Lots of different teams from different areas, different sizes, move their games into there. So it's a little different venue, and it was something different for the kids. I think they probably enjoyed it.
Let's talk about the game coming up. Royal Valley, you dive right back into Big 7 League play. You'll get a couple weeks of regular season play before the midseason tournaments get going. But, again, a Royal Valley team that, you know, maybe their record doesn't indicate how good they are. They are 1-5, but they got two of the better players in the league, Kennedy Bryan, Alyssa Ladson, no doubt. How do you kind of prep for this one on Friday, and what kind of ball game do you expect?
Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect for sure, but like you said, two good scorers, two girls that have shot the ball well for them during the first semester, Kennedy Bryan and Ladson, are capable players for them, as well as they have some inside game to go along with that. Try to mix it up a little bit on defense from time to time, it looks like. So we got to kind of just prepare for everything, or really probably just focus more on ourselves.
What are going to be a few keys for this one on Friday at home? Should be a great environment as always, but, you know, just what are a few keys to get this win against the Panthers this week?
Well, we're hoping that we shoot the ball well. We've shot it better at home than we have on the road during the first part of the season, so that will be key for us Friday night, as well as, like you said, keeping an eye on those two players for their team and just hopefully kind of reaping the benefits of some hard work over the Christmas break practices. I felt like we've worked hard and we've ran hard, and I pushed on them a little bit and challenged them from time to time during those practices. So hopefully we just see some of that that's reflected on Friday night's game.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. Again, it is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Red Hawks back to it Friday at home against Royal Valley. Games that you can hear on at KNZA 103.9, also on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.